The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Come, Holy Ghost, fill the hearts of thy faithful. Our Lady, Spouse of the Holy Ghost, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is the 13th day of May, the day of the first apparition of Our Lady at Fatima. It is as well the feast day of one of our patron saints here in Cincinnati, the great Saint Robert Bellarmine. And it is a traditional feast as well of Our Lady, Our Lady of the Blessed Sacrament. Yet all of these considerations take, as it were, second place today, because on this third day of Pentecost, the Church is so overwhelmed with the glory of the third person of the Adorable Trinity. And so the Mass this evening, offered up in reparation to Mary's Immaculate Heart, is the Mass of the Tuesday of Pentecost week. The Mass tonight, as most of the Masses of this beautiful Pentecost week, is all full of glory to the Holy Ghost, of thanksgiving for all of the different ways in which the Holy Ghost manifests himself and works in us all days, even unto the consummation of the world. It is the Holy Ghost who gives us the seven sacraments. It is the Holy Ghost who gives us sanctifying grace. He is always leading and protecting us in the true Catholic Church and faith. The gospel of the Mass is a good shepherd gospel. We are meant to understand that it is the Holy Ghost who leads us to the good shepherd, and is the Holy Ghost who watches over the gate of the sheepfold to keep the robbers, the thieves, the murderers, and the liars out of the church, and to keep us safe and protected within her bounds. It is the Holy Ghost who, on a personal level for us, for each one of us, forgives us our sins. He surveys the scene in an individual human soul. He sees all of the debris of sin, of self-serving, of weakness, which we have allowed to gather into our souls. And in one instant, he destroys it all. How? By the fire of Almighty God's love. We should then be filled with a strong devotion to the Holy Ghost, especially on this day when we come to honor Our Lady of Fatima and to make reparation to her Immaculate Heart, and we prepare to be in what we hope will be a very blessed and, in a sense, a very successful series of these public Fatima rosary processions. It is all done by his power. What an interesting thing to think about the Holy Ghost, that on the one hand he is invisible, even if we do use certain symbols which he himself has chosen for him, chiefly the dove, the white dove which is over the pulpit, which you see so often in Catholic art. Actually, the Holy Ghost appeared as the dove at the baptism of our Lord. But at the same time that he is invisible, he is visible by the means that he chooses. He is visible by his effects in souls as well as in society. Just as he was made visible by the great wind and by the fire on Pentecost Sunday, so too the Holy Ghost, seen and yet unseen, manifests himself always as the sanctifier, the one who makes us holy. And so it is not surprising to us that he should have chosen, he who has such an affinity with Mary, who is his chosen and immaculate spouse, that he should have chosen Our Lady to come down to Fatima towards the end of time in 1917 to make visible again God's love, to make visible again God's plan for man's salvation. Really just the gospel, prayer, penance, and a very strong faith in all of the teachings of the Church. And all of that is, in a sense, summed up as we continue the Fatima requests by having a public rosary procession tonight. Doubtless, each one of you who are here in church this evening would have privately yourself prayed today one or more rosaries. But why is it important that we should, at the end of time, come together and publicly pray our rosary together. Why? So as to make it visible. Not so much to God, because God sees the inmost and the secret recesses of the human heart. But our Lord wants it to be visible to men, because people need these external signs in order perhaps to inspire one, to encourage another, to admonish a third. And who knows, it may be that by the public honor and glory that is given to God by means of the Mother of God and her rosary, that our Lord may yet spare us at least some of the terrible punishment which we deserve. And so that's the idea, isn't it, of these rosaries, to say the rosary publicly and in a public place, to honor each one of the Fatima rosary apparitions in turn, praying that God, who sees all things, will be pleased by seeing us come and pray together. Let us ask Mary's Immaculate Heart, then, to accept this homage which we offer her tonight, and to spare us, and to grant the Holy Ghost's inspiration, the Holy Ghost's conversion to many souls as a result of these public rosaries, which, God willing, will be offered up following each month a Mass offered, first of all, in reparation to her Immaculate Heart. God, the Holy Ghost, invisible and yet visibly seen tonight, inspiring you to come to this Mass of the Holy Ghost, inspiring the many who will come this evening, we pray, at 7 o'clock, to pray the rosary publicly. And who knows what graces will be given to souls we may never actually meet, but the individuals who have been somehow helped or inspired by that which is seen, as well as by that which is unseen. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.